On the 15th of November 2005, the final concrete pour on the deck took place, making a continuous structure for the first time. Sean McCallion was the foreman on the job that day.
This morning we put the last of feet into the slab for the bridge, the final closure pour. We fixed the Rio off in there, cleaned it out, made it ready for concrete, and then we poured the final slab about an hour and a half ago.
Is the bridge now walkable?
Yes, you can walk from one end of the bridge to the other.
So the bridge is all there now?
The bridge is all there. We've just got two expansion joints to put in. Three, actually.
As well as being a significant employment generator in the area, the bridge has provided an opportunity for many people to learn new skills. Tony Wood explains.
There's been some good tradesmen come out of this job. There's been some guys who have surprised themselves, I think, about what they can achieve. We've had house carpenters who have become terrific bridge carpenters and dogmen that have become good riggers. There's some good guys have fronted up here and had a crack at this job. Not everyone's worked on a bridge before, and this is a first for quite a few of them.
The date for the official opening of the bridge was set as the 11th of December 2005, and a competition was launched for local school students to coin a name for the new bridge.
Are the community getting excited about this bridge?
Oh, I think they're beside themselves here. When we first arrived here, I remember talking to some members of the community, and they were almost in disbelief that we were here, and they certainly didn't believe we were doing anything. They thought we used to go behind those closed gates for every day and come out and nothing was happening. But now you tell them, they all know the opening date now, and they're all pretty ecstatic, yeah.
Are there any celebrations planned for the opening of the bridge?
Many people are planning many celebrations. There's an almost out of control aspiration for celebration when this bridge opens. We're receiving submissions from all sorts of people who have good ideas and who fear that the RTA may not be thinking about this. Charities are suggesting that they may organise the opening celebration so that they can promote their good works. Service clubs are offering to organise it so that they can have bucket collections for their good works. Commercial people are ringing in saying they've got the best idea for the opening and would we like to pay them to organise it for us. And the community people themselves are just in a party mood and wanting to be part of the partying. So yes, there will be celebrations. If the RTA doesn't facilitate celebrations, then they will be held anyway.